Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Continuing with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to drawing barakah from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions the one who desires abundance in sustenance and that he should be remembered after death should treat his relatives well. This is a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. In the hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions also that person who wishes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him in his life, extend his lifespan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him in his sustenance, then he should maintain family ties. So your ulama ikram have a discussion that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that person who wishes Allah ta'ala extend his life. But we know that the life of man has already been stipulated at which time, which hour, which minute, which second he will leave this world. So how can it be that his life may be extended? So ulama ikram give different interpretations. They say that person who wishes his life be extended, it can refer to that Allah Ta'ala will extend his life in the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That his life was not supposed to be, so to say, spent in the obedience of Allah, but because he maintained family ties, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him, which was not, so to say, predestined. Some taqdeer you will get which is mu'allaq, suspended. That a person goes through his journey of life, then Allah ta'ala is like forks. He has a choice. If you're not going to maintain family ties, then your life will come out in a certain manner. Without the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you have to maintain the family tie. This is your choice right now. You can block the contact, you can break the contact, and you can make a decision in your life not to keep the contact, then your life will go in a certain way. And if at that juncture, you made a decision to maintain the family tie, but that was the route that you opted for, then the doors of Allah will open for you. Just on that decision of yours, that now I will maintain this family tie, even though they're treating me arrogantly, ignorantly. But then too I will maintain the family tie. So once I go down on that road with that decision, then the decision of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will extend your life in my obedience. And not only that, we will bless you in your sustenance, and we will give you a life of barakah and the strength also. Your ulama say Allah ta'ala will not only open the way of obedience to you, but Allah ta'ala will grant you the physical strength and the mental strength to obey him till your last breath. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, one who desires abundance in sustenance, that Allah will grant him barakah in his sustenance, meaning that the sustenance will be used in the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's a real barakat. Not necessarily that the figures will increase. But whatever I have, Allah will allow me to fulfill my dini needs, which effectively will extend into my qabr, into my akhirat, where will be bliss forever and forever. And even the sequence of the hadith, and that he should be remembered after death. But this also ulama ikram explained that how these two things are tied together. That person who will spend on family members, the person who wishes abundance and sustenance, so he begins to spend on family members. And once he will begin to spend on family members, then the reaction from them will be only good words and praise. The day he will leave this world, then they will say what a man he was, how he took care of the family. We were just distant people, but then too he had time for us. He would spend upon us. He didn't forget us. She had a, like Zainab radiallahu anha, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said she had long hands, meaning she would spend in the path of Allah. She would be spending all the time. So the person who wishes and desires abundance in sustenance, and that he should be remembered after death, meaning he should be remembered with a good word, whether it was friends, whether it was relatives. So because he spent on them, so after his demise also, they will have good words about him. Wasn't that he was only for his family. It was only their holiday and their going out. They never worried about us. Whether the rent was paid, whether we went anywhere, whether we could afford anything. But he cared. He cared in every month, whether it was little amount also. But he worried about us. That There are, mashallah, people in the community. When they get a janazah notice, so and so had passed away. First thought comes to mind, I wonder what will happen to the family. Can we do something for the family? So they have this constant figure, even maybe a few hundred rands, I can contribute something to it. She's a widow, she has children, madrasa fees, school fees. How many out there are suffering also? And those that open their hearts, COVID time, we saw those. Have you heard of those people also that have properties? Have widows staying there? And not so affluent people staying there. During COVID time, no rental. And they will bring food for them. Loading trucks, bringing groceries, bringing food for them. Staying on my property and I'm feeding you. And today we hear the good words about them. What people they were. They maintain not even family, it has beyond family also. And those good words in the court of Allah Ta'ala are very weighty. Different hadith is mentioned also. When 20 people, 30 people, after demise of a person, speaks good about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. Just because they had a good word about him. So just to complete this hadith, for the discussion on the hadith, we had mentioned that we have those family members that don't want to keep with us. They want to break ties. What do I do now? So here ulama ikram explain, do four things. Whether a family member, whether a non-family member. Just do four things and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create that muhabbat. It'll be easy to maintain the family tie. The first thing they mention, al-ba'diu bis-salam bari'u min al-kibr. The person who initiates, who makes salam first, he is free from pride. Those that don't want to keep the contact, we keep the contact out, make a simple salam. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The power of salam, the dua in it. That I'm giving you salamati from my side, you are at peace, at safety, I will not harm you physically, nor with my tongue, verbally also. You are at safe, complete safety, as-salam. Wa rahmatullah, I make dua for you, although you're not maintaining ties with me, may Allah's rahmat pour upon you. Wa barakatuh, and Allah Ta'ala bless you. Whatever dua you're going to make for them, the dua is coming back to you. So make salam first, not like I didn't see him or I didn't see her. Make the salam. And the person who makes salam first, he is free from pride. If I can't make it verbally, then we have WhatsApp, we have different apps, we can make the salam, make dua, leaving for Umrah, making dua for you, thinking about you, simple words. And usually we ask the brothers, if you do this, if you initiate this little amal, what will happen? But Shaitan will not allow it. He blocked the mind that, why are you wasting your time? Why do you want to do this? But if you do it, which is the right thing, what will happen? And a person thinks very deeply, what will happen? And the reply is, nothing. Nothing will happen, so do it. On the side of Allah, everything will happen. Just make the salam first. So first they say, make salam. The second hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, tahaddu tahabbu, exchange gifts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create love. Divine prescription from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Send the hadiya, send the gift. And the correct etiquette of giving the gift also is to give it with one's hands. So we see the facial expression. But if you can't do that, at least start somewhere. Now we have different services that can deliver the gifts. Send the hadiya. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I go to the psychologist, they say, you must do this. I take it to be wahi revelation. This will work. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, it will work. Send the hadiya, no matter what it is. Sometimes we advise the brothers, send a hadiya. And the response sometimes is, not favorable, unsavory comments, but I'm doing it for Allah. Doing it for the sake of Allah. One youngster was advised that you don't get along with a certain person, buy him a chocolate. So he bought him a chocolate and he left it on his bed. And the response was, who left this cheap chocolate over here? Who left this cheap chocolate over here? Broke the person's heart. But he did it for the sake of Allah. And the promise of Allah was that Allah created muhabbat after that. Even though the comment was unsavory. What are you sending the gift for? What's it? You're trying to bribe us. But send it for the sake of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that Allah will create the love. The third thing, ulama say, they speak good of that person in their absence. Whether male or female, amongst the ladies also, very difficult sometimes to just say a good word. Whether it be a sister-in-law, whether it be a mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law, or my own sister, we have difference of opinion. Now when we start, then the backbiting will start. So say a good word, but they have good qualities also. They're doing some good work also. What we know, in the eyes of Allah, they may be more favorites than we are. We have no guarantee. Just say one, two good words and leave the bad words. And the fourth thing ulama say, make dua for that person by name. Allah grant them more barakat. Bless their children, bless their families. Whatever dua I'm making for them, Allah is giving me double in return. By doing these four things, salam first, exchanging gifts, speak good about the person and make dua for them. It is a promise of Nabi Ali salatu salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will create that love between the two parties. And then see how good words they will have about you. And then see how Allah Ta'ala will open the person's rosy sustenance, the barakat will come into it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be an amal, inshaAllah.